Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. There's something about the move of God that I found out. When your mouth is closed, and I'm going to show you in the Bible, when your mouth is closed, your destiny is shut up. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
There's no Akada before God. Mm-hmm. There is no psychedelic.
Yes.
Huh? There is no simi I find. God is beautiful beyond description.
Amen.
So your beauty is nada.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to mess up this makeup. You may not mess it up before your husband. If you don't want to mess it up before God, I pray that God will not mess you up.
Amen.
Please reduce this heat. Are you people not frying here? Reduce this heat. Reduce this heat. If not, come and preach. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. From my cubicle there, when it was prayer time, I was hearing our assistant pastor saying, some of you are not praying. I go to places. No wonder in those places when we minister, we see the tangibility of the hand of God move. Because when it is time to pray, they get lost in that prayer. Here, when it is time to pray, only very few choose to pray. And then we are the same people that will go out and say, God, I'm not even sure that God answers prayers. He can only answer the one he hears. Did you hear me? Huh? God can only do what? Answer the prayer he hears. I've not started preaching. Have we reduced this heat? To what degree? Eh? On this side and on that side? Both sides. I know it's cold outside, but this place is warm now. Maybe we should put the pulpit over there. And you people sit down here. Amen. That's why we have to spend money to get this dock work done, so that it can be evenly distributed. Hallelujah. This year, when it is prayer time, pray. Let me show you a scripture while you are standing, while you remain standing. That will save me from mentioning it or reading this scripture during my preaching. Exodus chapter 2. What and sound, show it. I've not started preaching. So don't give me time yet. I want to be very obedient this year. Verse 23. First and foremost, go to chapter 1. Verse 8. Exodus 1, verse 8. Everybody read. It's on the screen. One to go. Joseph here had died. Favor had died. Joseph was the instrument of favor for the children of Israel, right? But actually, the main favor is who? God. Now there is another Pharaoh who does not even know Joseph at all. When Joseph was there, nobody could touch them. Now Joseph had died. This Pharaoh had come up. Their burdens become multiplied. They were enduring it. They endured it. They were enduring the pain. It's okay. It's all right. Chapter 2, verse 23. Want to go? Do you know how many years has passed now when they started crying? 400 years had passed. Did you hear me? 400 years had passed. They were enduring the beating. They were enduring the slavery. They were enduring their taskmasters. Pharaoh upon Pharaoh. Generation upon generation. Until it got to a generation that said, you know what? We can't endure this no more. They retrace their steps back. They retrace their history. How did we get here? Who are our forefathers? They've been hearing about Abraham. To them, it was just a story. Until a generation rose up and said, come on. This is not what God. If the God of our parents is real, let's put away the idols of Egypt. Let's start crying unto that God. Hallelujah. 400 years of silence. A generation rose up that said, no, we can't be silent anymore. We have to cry. And they cried. And their cry came up unto God. He said, Pastor, how did you know? How did you know that it was unto God that they cried. I'm about to show you how I knew that they cried. Before you sit down and I preach unto you, open Numbers chapter 20. Numbers 20. Verse 16. Numbers 20. Verse 16. Can we read? Oh, no, not everybody. Let's start. One, two, go. Stop. Read that place again. When did God bring them out of Egypt? When did God bring them out of Egypt? When did God bring them out of Egypt? When they cried unto the Lord. He said it. When we cried. For 400 years they did not cry. 400 years they did not pray. 400 years they did not call on God. Their destiny was shut up. God knew they won't cry. Praise the Lord. God knew they won't pray. Probably somebody stood up and said, you know, Moses wasn't there. Huh? People like Moses' sister. What's her name again? Miriam. That's the name I was looking for. People like Miriam. They were intercessors. Single intercessors. Single what? Intercessor. You know, the Bible never told us that Miriam got married. Huh? From age 12, Miriam was an intercessor. She was the one that followed Moses, right? Prayerfully following Moses. She was the one that suggested to Pharaoh's daughter, right? Do you think that woman would have forgotten her brother? Huh? Over the years. She was 92 when Moses came back, when God go touch Moses and brought him. At that time now, maybe it was the prayer of people like Miriam that instigated people to pray. And when we cried unto the Lord, when we cried unto the Lord, your human helper will die. Hello, somebody. Joseph died. That person you are looking up to will die. Mothers die. Fathers die. Uncles die. And after they are dead, what are you going to do? Any human help is not an everlasting help. Everlasting help comes from the everlasting God. If you can go to uncle, you can go to God. If you can beg uncle for money, you can ask God to bless you. Then uncle will respect you. Some women have been raped by their uncles. Because they went to beg uncle. People have been abused by their helpers. God doesn't rape anybody. God doesn't abuse anybody. He's the helper of the helpless. If you know how to cry to God, you won't need to beg man. Did you hear me? And when they cried unto the Lord, we have an individual and a collective opportunity. Please sit down. Thank you, choir. You're the best. Hallelujah. The Bible says, Romans 15 and verse 4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. Everybody say our learning. Everything written in the Bible is given, every word in the Bible is given by the inspiration of God through the Holy Spirit. So everything written, were written for our learning. Now let me quickly strike a note of warning here. All those of you using NIV, digital NIV, delete it. NIV is incomplete. Old NIV, physical, yes. But the new digital one, no. There are a whole lot of omissions inside it. Zondervan was the publisher. Now they've sold it to HarperCollins. HarperCollins is the one that has printed the Gay Bible, Queen James Bible. Now they have omitted several. I don't have time to be pointing out. But go and do this research by yourself. Go and begin to compare your digital NIV with the original King James Version. And you see the verses you have in King James Version, they are not there in your NIV deliberately. Deception is already at work. And many are not aware of it. What was written before is written for our learning, so that we can learn it, and that through patience and comfort of the scripture, we can have hope. Hope only comes from God. The title of my message this morning is God is calling you back to the altar of prayer. I want you to tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Come on with a loud voice. Neighbor. God is calling you back to the altar of prayer. 2 Chronicles 7:14. But I'm going to stretch it to verse 16. He who has ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. I told us last week that we are in a year, a time that is going to be more difficult to be a Christian. I didn't tell you because somebody told me. Well, somebody told me. Holy Spirit told me. I didn't tell you because I read it somewhere. I'm telling you because that's what the Spirit of the Lord said. Put your finger. Today I'm going to just talk as I'm led. Go to 2 Timothy. Chapter 4. I read from verse 1 to 5. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 5. This is Paul to his spiritual son Timothy, so that Timothy can spread it. You know, when you touch one person, the belief is that you have touched 10 or 100 people. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. When it is convenient, when it is not convenient, emphasis mine. Reprove. Pastor Timothy, reprove people. Rebuke. Exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. He says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. That time is here. But after their own lusts, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears. What's the Lord saying? It's in your Bible. If you want to know what the Lord is saying, read your Bible. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth. And they shall be turned unto fables, stories. But watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of your ministry. This is talking to you and I today. God is looking for people who will act on the word. God is looking for people who will pray. Not people who are looking to hear itchy stuff. Stuff that will make their ear itch. They want something new. They want a new revelation. Who told you there is a new revelation? If you hear a new revelation, question it. Every revelation must be scripture based. Back to 2 Chronicles 7. 14 to 16. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. That's the problem there. He giveth grace to the humble. He resists the proud. Do you know why you don't pray? Because you are full of yourself. They shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Turning from wicked ways means turning away from disobedience. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears are turned unto the prayers that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. I've got an announcement to make to you. Until Jesus returns, Wisdom Assembly is going to be here. I say, until Jesus returns, Wisdom Assembly is going to be here. Until Jesus returns, the word of God is going to be preached from this altar. In the name of Jesus Christ, this ground, this building, everything that is therein has been dedicated unto God. God owns everything. This is a month that we have been called to spiritual engagement. We have been called back to our first love. That is, if you are in love with Him at all. God is in the business of calling people back so that you don't forget. So that you don't think you are by yourself. God is looking for you and I to depend on Him. And when I'm talking about depending of God, on God, you know, I've told us severally, you don't need God to make money. But you need God to enjoy the money. Amen? There are a lot of people who have money, they can't enjoy it. And when you pray to God for money, your prayers, let me put it this way. If you pray to God now, or when you pray to God now, and God answers your prayers, that answered prayer will need another prayer point. Do you know that? Huh? Oh, I'm believing God for the fruit of the womb. Fantastic. And then we pray, and you got the fruit of the womb. Do you think your prayer has ended? You are going to pray again that God watch over this pregnancy. Amen? After you deliver the baby, you are going to pray to God again and say, Lord, this baby, as the baby is growing up, the child itself is a prayer point. Every one of our children, they are prayer points. You pray to God, give me a new job. God gives you the job. Lord, another prayer point. Keep me at this job. Bless me on this job. Prayers cannot end. Prayer requests cannot end. We will endeavor next week to give us a prayer expectation card that you fill in your desires so that you can see it in your face every day. You are not bringing it to anybody. It's just for you to have. But when we give it to you, you write it, we raise it up. Maybe we give you another week. Bring it back. We raise it up. and we talk to God about it, and you take it home. If you look at Genesis 35, I was saying God is in the business of calling us back. Elisha repaired again the broken down altar before fire fell from heaven. Look at the experience of Jacob. Genesis 35. I read from verse 1. And God said unto Jacob, arise and go up to Bethel. Where was Jacob's first meeting with God? Jacob's first meeting with God was at Bethel. When Esau was pursuing him, where was it that he saw ladders from heaven? It was at Bethel. Where was it that Jacob raised up his first altar? It was at Bethel. 20 years after his first encounter, God said, go back there. Go back. Arise, go up to Bethel. Anytime you are going back to God, you are going up. Hello? What did he say to Moses? Come up hither. Hallelujah. And do what? What did he say? He says, go up to Bethel and do what? And do what? Come on, church. Stay there. Stay in my face. Stay in my presence. And do what again? And make there an altar. Go and repair that. The altar back unto God. That appeared unto thee when thou fleddest the face of Esau, thy brother. Let's look at what Jacob did in verse 2. Then Jacob said to who? To all his household. And to all that were with him. Until Israel put away the strange gods they were worshiping in Egypt, they couldn't cry unto God. Jacob said, put away the strange gods that are among you and be clean. If my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, put away the strange gods, put away what you think or what your heart is set unto apart from God, and be clean. Purify yourself. Change your garments. That is a connotation of change your heart. Verse 3. And let us arise and go up to Bethel. Let's go back. Let's raise a new altar of prayer unto God. The God who had answered me before. If he had answered you before, he will answer you again. Did you hear me? I said if he had answered you before, he will answer you again. Never forget when God answered you. Never forget the testimony he gave you before. Some of us are sitting on testimonies. Never forget what he did for you before. That is a pointer that you can go back to the one who did it before. Because it's the same yesterday. It's the same today. It's the same forevermore. It's the unchangeable changer. He's the one that died and is alive and lives forever. His name is Jesus. Let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all their earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. If you are going to pray, and if you're expecting God to answer you, then you must be willing to concentrate on God alone. Concentrate on who? Just God alone. God is calling you back to the altar of prayer. God is calling you back to be on your face before Him. God is calling you back to intercession. I remember when I was to leave my former church, and I had God expressly, God's injunction, loud and clear. Said, I'm sending you to a church where you are going to pray like never before. And where you're going to serve me like never before. When God told me to come to the Redeemed Christian Church of God, prayer is important to God.